You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. This will be the spring of so-called degenerate art. Upcoming museum exhibitions and films remind us that Adolf Hitler declared war on modern art, branding it as degenerate, seizing it from private owners, and often selling it to help finance the Third Reich. Art stolen by the Nazi regime is still turning up all over Germany. You could say these artworks represent an unresolved chapter of the Holocaust. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Deborah.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So what is this art that Hitler dubbed degenerate, and what did he do with it?
Yeah, well, in the summer of 1937, Hitler organized an infamous art show called Degenerate Art, and it brought together more than 600 works by the Cubists and Surrealists and other modern artists. Basically, degenerate was his synonym for all modern art. He hated modernity, and he insisted that the work of Picasso and the rest undermine the goals of the Third Reich.
So if he hated this art so much, why did he put together an exhibit of it?
Yeah, I think he was trying to convince the German people to share his taste and to ridicule modern art.
Why does it matter today, you know, almost 70 years after the end of World War II, mm-hmm. that we should care about Hitler's taste in art?
Well, not his taste so much as the way he thrust it on the state and forbid free expression. He himself, of course, was a frustrated artist. He had applied to art school in Vienna in his youth and was turned down. And it is often said that history would have been very different had he been accepted to school.
Oh, I'm sure. So after he exhibited all this art and probably gathered a lot more of it, what happened to it?
Well, it was a traveling show. It traveled around for about a year. And afterwards, instead of destroying the art, he actually had art dealers sell the work. And he used the money to finance his operation. So he was in the unique position of both banning the art and profiting from it.
A lot of this art ended up being sold. Mm-hmm. Where did it end up?
Well, that is an excellent question and also a great international mystery. Some of the work ended up in German museums, and some of it ended up in private collections. Just last November, Cornelius Gurlitt, an elderly German man, was found to be living in Munich with a stash of 1,400 works that had been stolen by the Nazis. And just last week, as a matter of fact, two stolen paintings were found in the German parliament. So this has turned into an incredible moral stain on contemporary Germany. Why aren't they making a greater effort to catalog works that were stolen and to return them?
What's the general consensus at this point? Do we have any sense if all of the surviving art stolen during World War II has been recovered?
No, because, you know, Germany has a 30-year statute of limitations on stolen property, and the government feels it has no legal obligation at this point to return stolen work, and I don't think they're really combing their own museums looking for it.
There's this big new movie coming out next month called The Monuments Men that takes place during World War II, and it's about, you know, this allied group charged with saving artworks and, you know, other culturally important items before Hitler could destroy them. What do we know about this film?
Well, it's been postponed several times, which does not bode that well for it, but it is a George Clooney film. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I did see the trailer in which George Clooney, who appears in the film as one of the monuments men who goes abroad to try and rescue cathedrals and artwork from destruction by the Germans, says in a voiceover, "They tell us who cares about art, but they're wrong. That's the exact reason we're fighting, for culture." And I thought, I wish Americans were always that enthusiastic about culture. I wish it didn't take Nazis in order for us to issue ringing declarations about the importance of art.
Stormtroopers, right. And finally, there's an upcoming exhibit on so-called degenerate art. How does it approach the subject?
Yes, there's a show opening at the Neue Gallery in New York in March. I can't wait to see it. It is called Degenerate Art. And unlike other exhibitions on the subject, it brings together a selection not only of the paintings that Hitler condemned, but also paintings that he admired and some that were even owned by him. And that has never been done before. The works that he admired tended to be realistic, non-abstract, often genre scenes of cows and goats, as well as portraits of himself. I personally really don't want to look at the work he admired. I just don't want those images lodged in my brain. They're not masterpieces, and they're very disturbing. But I'm wondering, listeners, how do you feel? Do you think we can learn anything by looking at the aesthetic decisions that Hitler made more than 70 years ago. Do we want to see the art he admired?
You can weigh in at our website, WNYC.org. WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon, thanks so much.
Thank you, Sotirios.
You're listening to WNYC.